I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The United States seems to be of two minds on Iraq. You've got Washington offering its support to the Shiite-dominated Iraqi government in its fight against Sunni militants, but you've also got the White House saying that support will only be delivered to a more inclusive government in Baghdad. Officially, though, Secretary of State John Kerry is staying neutral.
As I told Iraqi leaders today, and as I've made clear to my counterparts in the region, neither the United States nor any other country has the right to pick who leads Iraq. That is up to the people of Iraq.
Meanwhile, the ISIS militants continue to advance on Baghdad. Their latest conquest, a key crossing on the border with Jordan, one of Iraq's neighbors to its west. The BBC's Richard Galpin is in Baghdad. He says ISIS has shifted its focus west in recent days.
Certainly, there's been almost a clean sweep by the militants in this province of Anbar, and they are taking more and more towns heading towards the western side of Baghdad. And one sheikh in the city of Ramadi, which is in Anbar province, a prominent figure, was saying they're fighting with ISIS for the moment, and the decisive battles are going to come in the days ahead. And he was saying the next battle would be at the gates of Baghdad.
So I imagine jitters are pretty high in Baghdad right now.
Yes, I think people are concerned that the militants will try to launch some kind of attack into Baghdad. Although I think there are plenty of people are skeptical about it because they think they will not be able to launch any kind of successful offensive because in Baghdad, not only, of course, do you have a lot of troops, but there are a very large number of Shiite militiamen. There was a huge demonstration by one of the militia over the weekend with tens of thousands of their men on the streets here, armed to the teeth with, you know, every single different type of weapon you could imagine. So it would be an enormous battle if the Sunni militants would try to break in, but they may try and do it.
How well organized are those Shiite militias? And do they see themselves aligned with the government of Maliki, or do they see themselves as kind of a vigilante force to fight ISIS?
Certainly the one we went to go and see, this is the Mahdi army of Muqtadir al-Sadr, who were out on the streets in force over the weekend. The people there we interviewed were saying, we don't take our orders from the Prime Minister Nour al-Maliki, even though he's a fellow Shiite. No, we do not. We take our orders only from our leader. So it's totally about what their leader tells them to do.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is a busy man the last 24 hours. He's had high-level meetings and is in Baghdad today with Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki. What kind of clout does Kerry have with him?
Well, I think he does have pretty significant influence, given the history, obviously, of American involvement here and the fact it has a lot of money to potentially could put in here and the weaponry as well. And the Iraqi government is desperate for the United States to intervene militarily.
Now, the U.S. says that for national security interests, American national security, it's got to stop the advances of ISIS. So does the Iraqi government. That's essentially propping up Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki, a man who the U.S. has said needs to do much more to be inclusive in uniting Iraq. I mean, isn't that paradoxical?
I don't think so. I don't think it necessarily means keeping Nouri al-Maliki in power. And I think some of the signals we've had is that the Americans in some ways would be not unhappy if he were to be removed from power. The question, though, I think at the moment is who would replace Nouri al-Maliki. At the moment, there aren't really sort of very clear figures who stand out as being potentially much more inclusive. There are some names being bandied around. So let's see. In some ways, I think, yes, maybe they do feel that they need to keep Nouri al-Maliki at the moment for some kind of continuity. But obviously, there'll be massive pressure on him to change his policies that he cannot, as far as the international community is concerned or certain Western powers are concerned, continue with this kind of Shiite-only policy, which has marginalized particularly the Sunni community, leading in part to the crisis which we're seeing at the moment with the what has increasingly become a sort of broader Sunni rebellion against the government.
The BBC's Richard Galpin in Baghdad. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.